This recording, England 85, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Now, just to tell you about growing up in Southampton. I was born there in 1972. Which seems like a long, long time ago now. And I lived in Southampton for the first 18 years of my life. We lived just near a common, so it was a great place to grow up because we had lots of areas to play in and woods and a sports centre nearby. So that was great. Then I went to university, and that was in Guildford, which was probably 80 miles away from home. And I used to go there every term time. And again, I enjoyed that. There was lovely shops there, nice restaurants, so I had a good time in Guildford. And each time I'd come back home to Southampton to see my parents and my sister who lived there. After I left university, my parents then moved to Brockenhurst, which is in the New Forest. And that's about 10 miles away from Southampton, but very beautiful scenery. And we used to go to the village there, and there'd be donkeys walking down the street and horses in the village. And that was very nice. And my sister still lives there now with my mum, so it's a lovely place to go and visit while I'm here. I also worked on cruise ships for about 3 years. And my first cruise ship, I travelled all the way around the whole of the world. And although I never had a day off in the 6 months I was there, I used to get an hour off here and an hour off there. And we'd all sort of save up our hours and swap them so that you'd get a whole day off in a port at the same time. And I remember going to sailing under the bridge in Sydney, and that was a great adventure, really exciting, very different. And just lots and lots of different things we used to see. And just sailing under the bridge and seeing the Opera House. And then we all sort of fought to get time off while we were there, but it wasn't very much, not enough to see very much. But I went round and had a drink in the harbour and took loads and loads of photographs. And I remember we all got up at 4 o'clock in the morning just so that we'd see the view as we sailed into the harbour and everything. And then we were just there one day. I had to work for half of it, and then we sailed off somewhere else. So I didn't see an awful lot of it. Mm. That was really, really good. Mm. When I finished working on the cruise ships, I then started managing a pub, which was just outside of Stratford, where I live now. And that was in a place called Chipper Camden. And I did that for 3 years. Very, very hard work, and again, never got days off. So I finally decided it was better to work in a hotel, and I've been doing that now for the last 9 years in Stratford. Started off working in the restaurant, which I really enjoyed, and did a bit of conference work and in the bar and banquets, lots of weddings, things like that.